Hey, food bloggers. Thank you so much for joining me in this mindset and self-care focused episode here on Eat Blog Talk. One of the reasons I started Eat Blog Talk was to hold a space to talk about the importance of mindset and self-care. Being an entrepreneur can be a lot. If we are not taking care of ourselves, then getting actionable information about SEO, Pinterest, or whatever else is all moot. I will meet you back here every Wednesday to discuss various mindset and self-care topics so you have the energy and space to tackle the rest.
Hey, food bloggers. If you're looking to get more blog posts out into the world this year, I can help. I'm Jen, and I work behind the scenes as a ghostwriter for food bloggers, so you're able to put all of your beautiful recipes out into the world. I optimize all posts in Rank IQ, and you'll get great, helpful SEO-optimized content without any useless filler, and that's written for humans to read. Whether you need to update old posts or create new ones, I'm your person. If you're interested in more information, you can go to foodblogwriting.com and see a list of packages, frequently asked questions, and a link to get started. Again, that's foodblogwriting.com. That will direct you to a landing page with all the information. I hope to hear from you soon.
Well, hello there, food bloggers. Welcome back to another self-care and mindset-focused episode of Eat Blog Talk. If you haven't already, go back and listen to episodes number 520 and 523. Those are parts 1 and 2 in this series. In those episodes, I talk through 3 of the 5 ways to bring more moolah into your business. I won't go over what those points were. You've got to go listen and find out. In today's episode, we will cover part 3 of 3. So this is the last in the series, 5 ways to bring more money into your business. In this episode, I'll talk through those last 2 ways that you can do that, bring more money into your business and into your life. Before we get to those points, though, let's talk about what the source of our money is. This is a topic that I've just very recently felt a lot of peace about. I think up until probably last year, I put so much pressure in my mind on people and businesses, ad networks, brands, sponsors, members, users, etc., as the source of my income. And then I read this book. It's called The Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. If you go to eblogtalk.com/books, you can get the link for that. This book completely changed my perspective on what the source of my income actually is. The book is super short, so you could probably read it in a single day, but it holds so much power. It's small, but it's impactful. This concept is very simple. The source of all our money is God, or whatever you believe in. So that source, the universe, the ultimate power that drives all of us, whatever you believe that to be, that is the source of our money. When we put pressure on people or businesses, ad networks, to be the source of our abundance, we actually cut off our supply. So instead of thinking, my traffic dipped, so my ad network isn't going to be paying me as much, we could replace that with, my traffic dipped, so not as much money will flow through my ad network, but will come from another channel. I wonder what that channel might be. This takes the pressure off that one channel of revenue and opens up the door for money to flow through a different channel. This was a game changer for me. Play around with the way you place mental pressure on people and on businesses, ad networks, etc., all the things that I mentioned, as the source of your revenue. See the money coming from the true source and the people and businesses as being vessels that the money flows through. The true source of your money is endless. It will never cut you off. It doesn't have an algorithm. It doesn't go out of business. See it as your source, and it will never stop delivering abundance to you. I think this is the coolest thing. One more thing I wanted to mention before we wrap this series up and get into those 2 final points is that all of the stuff I have talked about in these episodes regarding money comes with the assumption that you are delivering value from a place of love. I said this in part 1, food bloggers naturally and generally speaking do show up to serve and love on their users or followers. This series is not about making a quick buck just to get rich. I know there are people out there who do that. That's not what this is about. It's about serving people with value, serving people with love, and being abundantly blessed with money, and therefore whatever your desired freedoms are. I recently read this line in another money book called The Little Money Bible by Stuart Wilde, another great one. The line is, "See money as solidified love." I love this sentence. It was one of those eyeball stopping moments that made me just stop reading and really absorb what that meant. Money is solidified love. And that is exactly how I see the money that I earn, and I hope you do too. Let's move on to the last two ways to bring more money into your business. The fourth way to bring more money into your business is audit your money talk. In a previous episode in this series, we talked about rewriting money stories, so beliefs that you've unknowingly carried around maybe since childhood or since you were a teenager or young adult for a lot of your life. But now we're going to touch on the things you say and the thoughts you have on a daily basis that could be cutting off your supply of money. Spend a couple days being very in tune with everything you say or think on the topic of money. You might be surprised by what you're thinking or saying, or maybe this is something that you're already aware of. I've done a lot of these money talk audits for myself over the past few years, and I will tell you just a few of the things I was either saying out loud to myself or saying out loud to others, or that I was thinking on the topic of money. Maybe you can relate to a few of these. We can't afford that, or we don't have enough money for that. I was saying a lot to my kids, "I'm not money bags over here," usually when they ask for something. Another one is, "Money is hard to come by," or "I have so many bills," or "I would never spend money on that." This one is really interesting, and I have to tell you just a little story about this, because this line or this thought is super sneaky. We had a guest at our house a few years ago who made this comment to me about the brand of hand soap that I have in my bathrooms. And the comment went something like, "Wow, the hand soap in your bathrooms, it's really spendy." I was super annoyed by how rude that was. So I think my response was very defensive. I said something like, "Yeah, I got it in bulk on sale," which was actually true. But in retrospect, I wish I'd said that so differently. I buy that brand of hand soap at full price too, because I happen to like that brand of hand soap. And that should have been my response. I love this soap. There are two little messages wrapped in that story. Number one, just to be careful about the words you say and the thoughts you have about how others spend their money. People should be free to spend their money however they want to spend their money. And two, choose your words carefully when replying to people who judge you for spending money, quote, unwisely in their eyes. There is absolutely no need to justify the way you spend your money. My thought is either ignore those judgments or own them and move on. Brush it off. Do not absorb those judgments. I have to catch myself all the time from justifying why we have spent money on certain things before people have even had a chance to judge. I just assume they're judging sometimes, which is so silly. When we got our hot tub last year, I noticed that my husband and I were telling everyone who came over and saw it what a good deal we got on it. Who cares? Who cares if we spent $5 or $20,000 on it? What matters is that we love it, it makes us happy, and we do not need to justify it to anyone. Here's another sneaky line that I used to say all the time and that I hear people around me say all the time, and that is, "That's so expensive." Many people use this phrase daily almost. I don't think they realize it's actually negative money talk. By labeling something as expensive, we're saying it's something out of our reach. The underlying message there is that we don't have the money to pay for fill in the blank. If that is what we say continually, then we will never have the money to pay for fill in the blank. This is another one that I have to catch myself on all the time. Instead of saying "that's so expensive," I do my best to say "it's a valuable investment," because even if it doesn't appear valuable to me, it's valuable to someone. It's valuable to the person who priced it. I hear this comment pretty often about the eBlog Talk mastermind groups. Those groups aren't expensive. They're highly valuable and 1,000,000% worth the investment. Maybe another alternative to that so expensive could be, that's not an investment I'm ready to make yet. The way you talk about money defines your financial situation. So I recommend that you audit your words and thoughts in the next couple of days, make adjustments if you need to, and be consistent with having positive money talk. And this will really help the money to start flowing. The fifth and last way to bring more money into your business in this series, prepare the way. We have talked about four solid points in this series that are tangible things you can do to bring more money into your business. Now you need to prepare the way. I love this one because it's something we can so easily overlook. But once it's on our radar, it's like, oh my gosh, of course I should be doing this. I always have this analogy in my head when thinking about this concept. If you have a room full of old furniture, old crap, garbage, and stuff you don't love littering the room, yet you want that room to be filled with nice furniture, nice things, and other things that just make you feel comfortable and good, what do you have to do to make the change? Do you just bring new stuff in and set it on top of the old stuff? No, you have to clear the other stuff out to make room for the new stuff, right? It's the same with money and abundance of any kind. If you want more money and abundance to come through your business, you've got to make the room for it. Maybe that means having multiple ways that people can pay you set up, such as PayPal, Thrivecart, Stripe, etc. Or maybe it's having a business bank account ready to receive the money that you want to come in. A few years ago, I wondered why money wasn't accruing for a few really specific things that my husband and I said we wanted to save for. Things like our backyard that we wanted to make improvements on and vacations that we wanted to take. We hadn't made a space for those funds, so of course we weren't saving for them. I went to our bank and I had them create a handful of savings accounts that we designated for each project we wanted to focus on. And once I did that, guess what? We saved for all those things that we wanted to save for because we created a space for those funds to go. Maybe there's something specific you want to purchase. Do you have physical room for it in your life? Is there a spot in your garage for the new car you want, for example? If you want to take vacations with your loved ones, do you have space on your calendar for those? If you want to start investing in outsourcing some work so you can focus on other projects, do you have the time to hire and train contractors? Have you allotted time for new projects that you want to work on? Maybe you want to start speaking at events for another source of revenue. Are your speaking skills ready? Are they fine-tuned? Do those things that will help to pave the way so you can achieve your goals for bringing in more abundance. To recap, the fourth way to bring more money into your business, audit your money talk, and the fifth way is to prepare the way. I hope this series has been really helpful for you. I've had so much fun with this one. It's one of my favorite topics to think about and talk about and learn about. I'm learning all the time. I would love if you reached out and let me know if you have additional ways that you bring more money into your life. I'm always eager to learn more about this. Go out there and crush it, food bloggers. Bring that abundance into your business in new ways. I can't wait to hear the stories about how you make that happen. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day and rest of your week. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this mindset and self-care episode here on eBlog Talk. If you are a food blogger providing a service for other food bloggers and you want to spread the word about the value that you offer, I would love to offer you a free way to do just this. Send me a 60-second audio clip to be featured in a mindset and self-care episode here on eBlog Talk in 2024. Go to eblogtalk.com/audio clip to learn more.